Well, hello, this is Dr. Eileen. It looks like our intro, which normally is on, decided not to do it, but that's okay. So, hello everyone, and happy Thursday. This is Dr. Eileen with Healing House Radio. And if you are in the LA area and would like to call in, the number is 424-258-9337. And if you are anywhere else, including here in the absolutely beautiful, slightly breezy San Francisco Bay Area, you can call in toll-free at 877.
Welcome to Healing House with Dr. Eileen. Dr. Eileen is an international healer, speaker, teacher, and published author of her latest book, Frequencies. Share the next half hour with us as we journey to find balance of body, mind, and spirit in an unbalanced world. We then invite you to call in or log into our chat and share your thoughts and insights. And now your host, Dr. Eileen.
Wow, that was really interesting. Okay, I guess we start over. The interesting thing is Blog Talk Radio is doing this revision of the studio and a lot of other stuff. So I guess they're still working out some of the bugs. And I volunteered that I would be a part of the beta test. So, yeah, I can let them know that starting up is interesting. Anyway, as we were saying before we were interjected by the intro, today we are going to be talking about the light and shadow of All About You. Now, I really am very much in favor of making it all about me as often as humanly possible. And a lot of people seem to really have a negative view of making it all about them. When we look at all the times in our lives that we make stuff all about someone else or other people or what they need, you know what? It's really a sweet, wonderful thing. And there's light and shadow in everything. And there is just as much shadow in making it all about everybody else as there is light in making it all about you. Either extreme doesn't work. And this is sort of a continuation of last week when we were talking about the blueprint for your new year. What you want to bring into play. What is it that you want to be able to have achieved 12 months from now? So a part of that is really looking at what is your balance point between making it all about other people and making it all about ourselves. Now, let's say on your blueprint, you want to put down, you know, well, I want to be a healer or I want to do all these other things. And it's important that you take what you need into the equation. Don't make your entire blueprint about all the things that you do for other people. Because while that's really nice and really sweet, it also cuts a big part of why we're all here out, which, in my humble opinion, part of the reason that we're all here is so we can have some fun and we can take joy in life and we can be able to have, you know, those little moments that make us chuckle. And through doing that, through really coming into those places of joy and honoring ourselves, we add to other people's lives. We give ourselves the energy to go out there and do the things for the other people that, you know, we really need to do. And, oh, I forgot to mention in the really unique opening piece, if you would like to log into the chat room, you can do so, and producer Kina can be hanging out there and answer any questions, or, I mean, she loves answering questions. Don't let her tell you she doesn't. Or she can hang on to your questions and either forward them to me so I can answer them on the air, or she can... she will man it until after the show, and then I will be logging on into the chat room. Okay, back to All About You. We really need to make a point of making it all about us sometimes, because, you know, we're all we've got, really. I mean, you know, we've got family, we've got friends, we've got love, we've got support. But really, when it comes down to it, at the end of the day, when we're sitting there, you know, we're there with ourselves. And when we go through that internal dialogue in our heads about all the good stuff and bad stuff we did during the day, how much of that dialogue is, you know what, I treated myself to dot, dot, dot. I honored myself by dot, dot, dot. How many times do we get to the end of the day and it's just exhausting because we've given everything we have to everybody else and we haven't made it about us enough? When you're hurting about something, that is not the time to decide that you're going to go through the entire list of all the people who have it worse than you. Yes, I know, you know, it's like, well, you should look on the bright side, or you should, you know, count your blessings, you know, appreciate what you have, and, you know, don't fuss because, you know, this person has it worse than you, and this person, and this person. Okay, all those things are true in their own proper perspective. In that moment that you are suffering, your suffering is unique throughout the world. Nobody is suffering in that moment exactly as you are. And there are, frankly, times that are really, really lousy. And we don't feel nurtured. And we feel like we're alone in it. And maybe we have to be so many things for so many people that we take our pain, put it on the back burner, and say, well, that's okay, it's just me. You know what? That is not a good thing to do. In my humble opinion, that is probably one of the worst things that you can do, by taking what you need and consistently having it go at the back of the closet. Every once in a while, we each need to make it all about us, about what we're going through, about our joys, about our fears. We have all kinds of time to dedicate to other people. And a lot of times when I talk to folks about, you know, it's like, well, how often do you make a date with yourself and just go out and do something that you really enjoy? And pretty much the consistent answer is, well, I really don't have time. And yet these are the same people that if somebody called them up in the middle of the night and said, look, I need your help, they would be the first ones up and heading out. All I'm saying is that we, at the very least, we deserve the time that we give to other people, you know, at least a certain amount of it to dedicate to ourselves. When that goes overboard, that's when it moves from the light aspect into the shadow aspect. And what I mean, you know, and the whole light and shadow thing, let me kind of touch on that a little bit. It does not mean good and evil. It does not mean positive and negative. Basically, what I mean when I talk about light and shadow is those things that lean more toward resonance and balance being light aspects. Shadow aspects are those aspects that lead more towards, you know, instead of resonance, they're in dissonance and have a tendency to lean towards imbalance. Now, everything has as I hold it, everything has light and shadow, and that includes light and shadow itself. Because you know what? Every once in a while, a little dose of chaos kind of brings everything into perspective. And we can't appreciate those things that give us harmony and resonance and balance without having something to compare it to. So, like I said, this isn't about good and evil or anything like that. This is merely about balance versus imbalance. So when we look at, you know, those aspects of making it all about us, when it goes into the shadow aspect, that's when it's exclusively about us. And we don't consider other people in the relationships, other people, what other people are going through at all. You can consider what somebody's going through. You just don't have to get involved in it right at that moment at the expense of yourself. There are always going to be people who need our help. And especially for those of you who are healers or parents or, you know, work in any sort of therapeutic field, there is always going to be the situation where somebody needs your help. And maybe they need it really, really bad. And reaching that place of going, okay, the last 10 times that phone rang, I picked it up and I ran off and I took care of somebody. This one time, I'm going to let it go to voicemail. And I'm going to be okay with that. And I'm going to give myself some time just for me. And it is really, really important to do that. Because every once in a while, making it all about us allows us to be able to ride through those times when we can't make it about us. There's got to be a balance point. There's got to be equal time given to what you need, you want. I mean, you know, it shouldn't be at the expense of others. And it shouldn't be about something that is going to, you know, be, well, I'm going to take care of myself and do this really spiteful thing because that person irritated me. That's not what it's about. This is about you being able to have as much affection and compassion for yourself that, you know what, if somebody who, let's say somebody consistently calls you, and every time they call, it's an entire discussion about everything about their lives and what's going on with them and how unhappy they are. And you sit and you listen. And, you know, when that person calls, it's like, okay, make a conscious choice if you want to be in that space, in that moment. Even if you hold off calling them back for like 30 minutes. Allow it to be. Be comfortable with that. Be comfortable with you letting you put yourself first. Just a bit. I mean, I have been a parent, and I know that it's really, really hard when somebody, you know, when you want to get those, you know, that 30 minutes to yourself, and, you know, the kids need you for something. Yeah, that's kind of what you sign on for. And depending on how old they are, it's, you know, it varies. I mean, if they're still teeny tiny, yep, you have to figure out a way to find that time for yourself when it can be managed, whether it's having somebody come in and stay with the kids so you can, I mean, go to a movie, go to some place and sit down and have a cup of coffee and just rest, or go in and take a hot shower and feel like a person again. So there are ways, even when they're itty-bitty, that you can be able to do this. Now, once they reach the point of teenagers, I don't buy into the, okay, you've got to give them every single minute of your time. No, in my humble opinion, and, you know, I'm really saying that a lot this episode, I'm not sure why, but in my humble opinion, once they reach a certain age like that, you know, 12 to 13, they really don't need every single minute of your time. They can start learning to be independent. They can start learning. Now, I know that there are always exceptions. There's the exception if you have a child who has special needs. You have to be able to work around that. You have to be able to kind of be in balance with that. So, you know, I do not make, you know, blanket statements like there are no exceptions. And I also do not devalue the, you know, the need that, you know, some parents have, that they do have to really be very careful with how they manage their time, because, you know, this individual really needs them. If you're a caregiver for a parent, you know, and your parent's an elder and, you know, maybe needs a little bit more attention, yes, you need to make sure that that's a priority. All I'm saying is it shouldn't be your only priority. Finding a way, having somebody come and help out to give you a break, that needs to happen. Maybe your job is a very high-demand job. Yeah, and you need to find a way to turn it off, because if you cannot make it about you enough to turn it off, even if it's just for a few hours, then maybe there's some work that you need to do around that. Maybe there's some things that you need to look at. My friends, you know, the old saying, life is too short to be wrapped up in a whole bunch of stuff. And while, you know, life being short could mean over 100 years, or it could mean less than 100 years. But whether it's, you know, no matter what the number is, it's still precious. And I prefer to say that. Life is too precious to get wrapped up in the small stuff. Life is too precious for you not to every once in a while claim your right to make it all about you. It's too precious for you not to make time, the time for you that you give to other people. I am a chiropractor, and I also do a lot of different types of healing work and counseling and coaching and performing weddings and all kinds of stuff, and I teach classes. And I love when I get like a really enthusiastic student who comes and, you know, just wants to know everything. Yeah, and I really love being able to help people and work with them. And for a long time, it was pretty much 24/7, you know, at any time in the night, I might get a call from somebody who needed to talk through a problem, or, you know, somebody who is like, oh my gosh, it's Saturday morning and I've, you know, I've done something and I need to see you right now, or my energy is acting up, all kinds of different things. And very recently, I decided that I needed to be able to turn it off. And in order to do that, I had to set boundaries that I really didn't want to set. I saw the need for them, and it was really hard for me to tell people, you know what, I will be very happy to see you, and my next day that I'm in my office is this day, and why don't we meet up then? And that was a tremendously hard thing, and, you know, it's difficult to wrap your head around it. But we do have the right to say, you know what, yes, I will help you, but not right now. And it is really important to start exercising that tool, especially for those who have a habit of just allowing everyone's needs to come before their own. Please, at some point, sometime, even if it's just for a little gap of time, make it all about you. When that person calls who is always kind of unloading on you, before they get a chance to start, you can say, you know what, I am so glad you called, because this and this and this are going on, and I'm dealing with this and I'm dealing with this. And it's really amazing, because I've done this, and after like a fairly brief amount of time, the person goes like, oh, wow, that's too bad. Well, you know what, I was just calling to check in, but, you know, I really got to run. And it's like, okay. But in that moment, it felt really good to just make it about me, to be anything that's selfish. It is not selfish for you to want to give yourself the amount of consideration and patience and kindness that you give to other people. There's absolutely nothing selfish about that. Now, if it becomes 24/7 and you make it all about you all the time and have decided that's the way you're going to be from now on, well, hey, if it works for you, I love it for you. And that is a way of being. And it does not allow for balance, because balance is the key. Balance is the way that we are able to move through life in a little bit of a gentler way. When we're in a state of balance, we don't get spun out by stuff, because we can look at it going, okay, well, that was a lousy thing to happen. I know that good stuff has happened before that and good stuff will happen after that. And the lousy stuff, it's temporary. So when you look at that, that it's just a moment of lousy stuff, but for you, it's lousy. It doesn't make it less lousy because it'll pass. And sometimes we just really need to allow ourselves, you know, like usually I will allow myself 15 minutes to throw myself a pity party. It's my party, and it will last 15 minutes. And for that 15 minutes, I go into full-on wine. Napa is no wine country compared to me when I'm in my 15-minute space. And I can do my 15 minutes by myself. I can call up a friend and say, you know what? I need 15 minutes to just whine about something. Is it okay if I share that with you? And most of the time, they're fairly amused and just say, okay, go for it. And all I need is for that person, I don't need them to fix anything. I just need them to hear me. I just need someone to hear that I am not happy with the universe. And usually after that, I have my 15 minutes that I commit to myself that I'm not going to feel bad for claiming my 15 minutes. And then once that's over, I take a nice deep breath, you know, throw a little water on my face, and then I decide, okay, I know I've got to deal with that, but what am I going to do to bring myself back into my happy place? And that could be, you know, I'm going to go out and sit next to the river, or I'm going to go and walk around a museum. Or I'm going to go see a movie that I know I've been wanting to see, and it's really funny. So when you decide that it's okay to make it all about you, it opens up a whole new world. It doesn't have to be all about you all the time. And in the same, you know, thought, it can be all about you sometimes. And the people who never make it all about them, that's a pretty narrow world to live in, because all your energy is going out. It being all about you means it's okay to say, you know what, I'd rather not go to that particular event, and for no better reason than the fact that you don't feel like it. Making time for you in your relationships, in your work, in your play, in everything. Find some time to make it all about you. And even if you're just making it all about you for yourself, or if, like I said, you get a buddy who maybe you trade off. It's like, okay, this particular event, I would like to make it all about me, and the next time we're going to make it all about you, and I'm going to be your all-about-you buddy. We all need an all-about-you buddy, which is the person that we can go to, and we can make it all about us, and it's okay. And they will not only be there for us, they will support us in it. All right, what movie do you want to see? What, you know, what food would you like to go out and try? And it is really so cool to have somebody who can do that for us and somebody who we can do that for. So don't worry about making it all about you. Just don't make it all about you all the time. But at least make it all about you some of the time. Because you are important. Because you being happy is important. And because it's necessary. When we find balance in ourselves, we can help other people find balance in themselves. Be the example, not the warning. Because when we can be in balance, those ripples go out. And people look and go, wow, that person, you know, they're pretty cool. They can stay balanced. And then maybe they'll come and ask you, wow, how do you do that? And then you can share it. Hey, sometimes I make it all about me. It is healthy, it is normal, and it is appropriate, at least to sometimes, to make it all about you. So, thank you for sharing this time with me. Thank you for being my all about me buddy. Because, you know, you're out there and you're listening. And I encourage each of you, even if your all about me buddy is you, do it. Pick something, any one thing. It could be just for 15 minutes, 30 minutes, an hour, 2 hours if you want to go to a movie. But make time, because you're definitely worth it. And the happier you are, the happier your relationships are. The happier you are, the happier you are in your work. And the happier you are at your work, the happier your coworkers are. So it is a huge ripple effect. And for those of you who would like to know more about what I do, you can check out my website at www.the-healing-house.com. And you can also, if you have any questions or topics, you can contact me through our Healing House email address, which is healinghouseradio, all one word, no spaces, at the-healing-house.com. You can suggest a topic for an episode, and I love finding topics for episodes or having them dropped on me, and then I figure out a way to find something to say about it. If you would like to consult with me one-on-one, then you can get a hold of me, as I said, through either the website, www.the-healing-house.com, or you can do the email, healinghouseradio@the-healing-house.com, and you can let me know, and I will get a hold of you, and we can either have a consultation by phone. You can come in and see me if you're in the Bay Area, or we can set up a Skype or do a video chat. Either way, I am available. I'm listening, and I care. Because each and every one of you is tremendously cool and deserves to be happy. And if I can help with that in any way, please feel free to contact me. Those of you who have contacted me, I really hope I was able to help. And I thank you all for listening. And I will be in the chat room after this. So if anybody has any questions, comments, concerns, then you can connect with me there. Otherwise, I wish you all a wonderful week. I wish you awesome moments of being all about you. And I also wish you balance, because it is important for all of us when each and every one of us are in that wonderful state of equilibrium. So I will be back next Thursday, same time, same place. This is Dr. Eileen with Healing House Radio. Take care.